Oyez, oyez, oyez. The Honorable Supreme Court of Texas is now in session pursuant to adjournment.
Thank you. Be seated. This morning, the court has two causes on its submission docket. The first cause we will hear is Phil Lohack and others versus Gallatin County Commissioners Court and others from Gallatin County. The second cause is National Tank Company versus the Honorable Robert P. Brotherton, an original mandamus proceeding. In the first matter, we have allotted 15 minutes for each side to present oral argument, and in the second matter, 20 minutes for each side to present oral argument. The petitioner or relator may reserve a certain portion of time for a rebuttal argument. These arguments are being recorded for the convenience of the court. You may make application with our clerk if you wish to listen to a tape of either argument. The court is now ready to hear argument from petitioners in Lohack versus Galveston County.
May it please the court, Mr. Shattuck and Mr. Todd will present arguments for the petitioners. Mr. Shattuck will open. Mr. Todd has reserved 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Your Honor, I'm Bob Shattuck here for County Auditor Phil Lohack. If I might spend a real quick moment, I know you've read a lot about the background of this case, but if I could spend maybe a minute on it, give you a little additional background. Phil Lohack, the County Auditor, had for many years been approving purchases of the Gallatin County Beach Park Board, purchases of their from their operations that he believed were, he did it reluctantly, they were without bid in his, determined through his audit process. So he reluctantly had been approving these bids, and finally there was a triggering event, which I think you will find, I don't have the citation for you or the exact location, but it's going to be early in the statement of facts, around page 100. The triggering event was a purchase of over a period of years from a single vendor or seller of about $250,000 of gasoline. With that, Arthur Lohack says, fellas, park board, let's stop. I want you to get in line with the other county departments. I want you to process your purchases through the county purchasing agent, and I want you to have all of your claims, in other words, your payment of your bills. I want your bills approved by my office, the county auditor's office, before the checks are sent out.
But prior to that time, he had been approving it?
He had been reluctantly been approving a series of these things. I'm giving you one example, the triggering event. There were many other types of purchases. The gasoline was, in his view, the triggering event. He finally said, let's not do this anymore. I don't think I am properly performing my job. I'm not going to approve purchases made by you unless they're submitted to the bidding process. So that started the dispute.
From the beginning of the park board, the bills had gone through the auditor and he had approved them, although you say reluctantly.
He had, some of them, of course, were not subject to the bidding process, so that had gone through. Those were okay. It was those that he deemed that were necessary to be bid. For example, a large amount of, the gasoline thing was high dollars, and there was no bidding, and there was a common vendor over a period of time. So it wasn't like approving one check for $250,000. I don't mean to mislead you on that, but it was a series of those type of things. He finally said, let's not do it anymore, let's stop. Get in line with the county, the other departments, use our purchasing agents free.
Well, was this triggering event just a change of attitude on the part of the auditor, or was there some outside event that caused him to rethink the problem?
Your Honor, it had been going on for many, many years. There had been, for example, I think you've probably read, there was a contract, which I regard as simply a stopgap measure to sort of, in a political sense, solve or put out a little grass fire that had been going on. In other words, the county park board or beach park board had flip-flopped as to its use of the purchasing agent and auditor from time to time. Sometimes they use one, sometimes they use both, sometimes they use neither. As of today, they use neither. They're solely on their own. The auditor's problem was accountability. Now, Mr. Todd's going to talk to the court, with your permission, on more on accountability later. But that is what concerns the county auditor. It was this lack of accountability. Therefore, when the park board said, no, we're not going to use you, county auditor, we're not going to use your purchasing agent, the county purchasing agent, we'll use them sometimes if we think we can do a better deal, but we're not going to be bound to do that because we are not a department board or or unit of the county. We are a state political subdivision under the applicable statute.
Counsel, under the Court of Appeals opinion, is it your understanding then that they are subject to state oversight or no oversight of any kind whatsoever?
We have looked at that, Your Honor, over and over, and I do not see where they have any oversight at all, with one possible exception, and that's not really an exception. There is a provision in the Park Board statute, which incidentally is 62, Chapter 62 of Natural Resources Code. There's a little section in there that says they must have an annual audit by an outside auditor hired by them. And of course, you can just anticipate what I'm going to say.
Is there any state oversight provided for at all?
There is no state oversight that I'm aware of.
What about the State Purchasing Act? Could they be subject to the State Purchasing Act?
We're maintaining that they are subject to the County Purchasing Act. If they are subject to the State Purchasing Act, they're certainly not observing it. They are totally on their own today.
What is wrong with the statutory interpretation that the Court of Appeals made by filling some kind of void?
It leaves open the accountability problem. In other words, if they are a political subdivision, not accountable to anyone but to themselves, then there is no overseeing agency. For example, the county auditor, he is subject to another oversight body, and that, of course, is your district judges. He even has to have an annual audit himself of his department.
But it's not true to say that they're accountable only to themselves because they're statutorily accountable to the commissioner's court. Isn't that true?
They are not statutorily accountable. They're saying they are not. They're saying they're not accountable to anyone. They're saying they are a political subdivision of the state.
Can't the commissioner's court govern every aspect of their operation under the statute?
Your Honor, the short answer to that is no.
The board is subject to the supervision of the commissioner's court in the exercise of all rights, powers, and privileges, and in the performance of all duties. The commissioner's court must approve all contracts, leases, deeds, and other agreements made or granted by the board.
In practice, they're not doing that, Your Honor.
That's a state statute.
They're simply not doing that.
In the brief of the Park Board, they state that the county commissioner's court may impose any accountability measures it desires on the Park Board. That's page 12 of their brief. Is that true?
Excuse me, Your Honor. That who may impose those?
The commissioner's court.
The commissioner's court had a contract, so-called.
Is that true? First.
They're not imposing any measures at all. In fact, the Park Board has said, we are autonomous, we're a state board, we don't even need to follow the mandates of the commissioner's court. And in practice, that's what they've done.
Do you acknowledge that the county could make them do that? Could make them use the county auditor, could make them use the county purchaser, could force the Park Board, the commissioner's court has the statutory power to compel the Park Board to adhere to any accountability measures it chooses.
The best way and the only way I know how to answer that question, Your Honor, is that they're not doing that. They're saying themselves, we do not have to follow the mandates of the commissioner's court. We are autonomous. I hate to use the word autonomous too much, but really, that's what they're saying.
But this is a suit by the auditor against the commissioner's court, among other people.
Primarily against the Beach Park Board.
But it's also against the commissioner's court.
Yes.
The Park Board says in its brief, page 12, most importantly, Chapter 62 allows the county to establish any additional accountability measures it desires. Do you agree with that?
It says it. They're not doing it in practice.
But they could do it. So to say that the Park Board answers only to itself is just not true.
In a fiscal sense, it answers only to itself, an auditing sense. The county commissioner's court has not gotten into the business of auditing these people. In fact, they have said you can't do it. They're saying we audit ourselves pursuant to that section.
Is there a bona fide a legal dispute between the county commissioners and the county park board, or are they in cahoots? You know, are they saying, we have the power to supervise you, to impose these restrictions on you, our purchasing agent, but we choose not to?
I understand that.
What is it?
Your Honor, when you get right down to it, there is politics in this thing, too. In other words, the county commissioners does not agree with, a majority may not agree with one or the other. And so it was decided. right or wrong and decided to join the county commissioners into this case so that they would be bound by the court's decision also.
But isn't the reason for that, and even in this case, that the commissioner's court, rightly or wrong, decided that the park board ought not to have to answer to the county auditor? They actually decided that question.
But that wasn't a majority decision.
That
was not a majority decision. If I remember correctly, it was a minority decision, primarily headed by the county judge. But the others were in agreement. Whether they spoke out on it and actually made a vote, I do not recall. But they certainly sat back and didn't assert that type of thinking.
The briefs say that prior to this event that you have described, it was kind of a cataclysm, the contract between the county and the park board required the park board to use the county auditor, and that when the county auditor refused to approve a particular expenditure or perhaps a series of them, that provision was deleted from the contract.
It is there now, except they just bypass it, and they're not using him at all, nor are they using the purchasing agent.
But it's still in the contract.
The contract is still there, but I think as we stand here right now, the contract's there, but the practice is not. They're on their own totally. So, again,
is this the autonomy that they're asserting? They're saying they're not bound by their own contract, which requires them to use the auditor.
Your Honor, as far as I can tell, they're not even addressing that kind of a question. They're saying that we are a political subdivision of the state.
But we're not accountable to the state.
Therefore, we're not accountable to the county. We're on our own. And then we're accountable however the state statutes may evolve and come down to us. And then we're saying, but that leaves you without any accountability.
So they're not subject to state bidding practices or county bidding practices.
To my knowledge,
state purchasing agent, county purchasing agent, state auditor or county auditor. They are autonomous. They get money from the county. I suppose they're supported by tax money. They manage public lands. They rent them, lease them, sell them, whatever.
That's correct.
But they're not accountable to the public, is what they're saying. They operate as a private entity dealing with public money and public lands with no accountability.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor. And it's very serious. It's about $2 million a year, from what I understand.
But they're aligned with the county commissioner. I mean, they're a sweetheart deal here. But it appears to me the county commissioner says, we have authority to supervise, but you're not the supervisor. Isn't that what's going on here?
In a word, yes. We don't want to have a sweetheart deal. I mean, if we're going to suggest that we're coming in to break up a sweetheart deal, then I guess that's what we're doing. We want accountability. The auditor wants accountability, and they just do not have it.
Well, just to pursue that, though, you want the park board to be accountable to the auditor. The auditor wants the park board to be specifically accountable to the auditor.
Yes. The auditor has told me over and over again,
talking about his position in this case. Not what he may have told you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it like that. His position is that he would first want them to make their purchases through the county purchasing agent. He thinks that is singly the most accountability type rule that can be done. And then, of course, his audit function really is ministerial. If you have to have a bid and you've done it, you receive the product, it's all right, you get paid. His decision making really is only ministerial. He is very concerned about the methods used to make these purchases, which, as you can see, comes right back around to what I call
the auditor is not asking that this department be treated any differently than any other aspect of county government.
No, Your Honor. As I said earlier, he said, "Get in line, fellas, and start with the agent."
The power of the county government, or the county commissioners, to direct what can and cannot be done with reference to this particular park board, is it the auditor's position that they can no more exempt this section of the county government from being audited than they could their precinct office?
They couldn't exempt it, that's correct.
And your position is they've got authority, but they do not have authority to exempt.
That's correct, Your Honor, and then further, On that same connection with the appeals court opinion, the way it is, I can see coming down the line the thinking and view that they don't need to account to anybody because they are a political subdivision of the state, including accounting to the commission's court, irrespective of that language that's over there.
Along those lines, Counsel, does the Parks Board receive any state money? Does it manage any state funds?
Your Honor, I'd have to go back to their budget. I suspect they probably do, but I do not know that. And
well, if they would allow it. Basically, what I'm asking is, how are they funded? Who pays their salaries? Who appropriates their money? Where does their revenue come from?
That's what I call a practice-type thing. In practice, they've received county W-2s over the years, not just this year, over the years. They're a member of the county pension fund.
They are paid
by
paid
the county. County.
They're paid with county funds. Are they paid by appropriations of the commissioner's court?
Well, I can't mislead the court by saying they're paid by county funds. They will tell you those funds are theirs. And they pay.
Where do they come from?
In practice.
Where do they get this money?
The county is their biggest benefactor.
Materialize. They don't print it in the back room, do they?
I think the county is their biggest benefactor. Well, the county appropriates a certain amount of money every year.
Does the county have a budget for the Parks Board? Does
the county adopts a budget, and in its budget is an appropriation for the Beach Park Board.
Now,
the Beach
do they manage any state property?
State
real estate property.
To my knowledge, they do not, but I don't know why they could not.
Do they manage county property?
They do manage county property.
Were they created by the state or were they created by the county? Now, I understand they're created pursuant to a statute which authorizes the creation of county parks boards all along the coast.
That's correct.
But who creates them? There are coastal counties that probably don't have parks boards.
They were created pursuant to that statute following an election, which is provided in the statute.
But it was voted for locally.
It was voted for many
They're
years
created
ago.
By county.
That's correct.
They have no taxing power.
They have no taxing power.
So the money they do derive from fees, park fees,
In a word, it's park fees, revenues they generate themselves, plus what the county gives them.
How much does the county give them?
Your Honor, I think they have a budget around $2 million, and I think the county may give them the bulk of that.
Any other questions? Thank you, counsel. How much time did Mr. Todd ask for?
Mr. Todd has 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Only on rebuttal? All right. The court is ready to hear argument from respondent.
May it please the court, Mr. Lightford and Mr. Bauer will present arguments for the respondents. Mr. Lightford will open.
May it please the court, my name is Scott Lightford. I represent the county and the commissioner's court in this case. It's obvious to me that accountability is what the court is concerned about, and I think that the first thing you have to look at is what kind of an entity are you dealing with. It is a separate unit of government, much like many other entities that have been created by the legislature, and it has the same accountability that these other units do.
To whom? Are they accountable?
They are accountable to the people through the Open Records Act and through the ability of anybody to get the accounting records that are mandated to be created. They have to have an independent audit every year outside independent auditor.
Excuse me, Kevin. They were created by the legislature? I was just told they were created by a local vote of the county citizens.
A statute was passed by the legislature authorizing. local counties to
create.
Appoint a park board if the electorate authorized it through an election.
They create them by a county, by a vote of the local populace.
That's correct.
They authorize it. So they did not create them. They authorized their local creation, didn't they?
That's correct.
What state agencies do you say they are most analogous to?
I'm not state agencies. Well, they are most analogous to political subdivisions of the state.
Such as
a county hospital authority, such as a county water district, which is just in 1989, the legislature took away.
Our county hospital authorities and some of the joint county-city efforts, don't they specifically reference or exempt themselves from the auditing requirements?
They do not. There is one joint city-county hospital that the auditor statute mentions as being exempt from it. But there are many others that have no reference, that are called political subdivisions of the state in the legislation that creates them, that have no reference to use of the county auditor, that provide for an independent outside audit in much the same fashion that the legislature requires the park board to have that audit. And the accountability, it seems to me, is through the fact that that audit is done and the Open Records Act that allows anybody to come in and look at that.
Well, and to be sure I'm clear to the answer you gave my colleague, then it is the position of your client that there is sufficient public accountability through the presence of the Open Records Act and through the independent audit that is referenced in the statute, and that there is not a need for any other type of accountability whatsoever?
Absolutely. That's exactly our position.
Saying that you should be, that by saying you're a state subdivision, that you should be subject to the State Purchasing Act or to any kind of state supervision. You operate rather in an autonomous position where the public accountability is assured through the Open Records Act and through the independent audit?
Yes.
Thank you.
And, is this independent audit published in a paper in the county?
I don't know. The statute does not require that it be published.
The statute just requires an independent audit, but no publication of it?
That's right.
Who appoints the Parks Board?
The Commissioner's Court appoints it.
They're created by a local election. They're funded by the county. They're appointed by the county. They're accountable to no one.
No, they're accountable to the public, and they are...
But they have no oversight by anybody. They have no taxing power, but they do manage, they sell, they lease public lands, belong to the county. Do they have any authority over state property?
Not to my knowledge.
Do they receive state funds?
Yes.
As a sustaining, I'm talking about for their
yes.
operating expenses?
Yes.
What percentage of their funds is from the state?
A small percentage, I think, of the $2 million budget, about $1.6 million is from the county through an annual appropriation.
It's appropriated by the county to the Parks Board, but it's not appropriated by the legislature to the Parks Board.
No. There is state money appropriated to clean the beaches, and the Parks Board spends that. It also gets federal money through... federal grants. It also has its operations.
County's authorized to clean the beaches, are they not?
That's right. And the Park Board is authorized in the statute to spend the money appropriated to the county for the cleaning of the beaches.
The county created the Parks Board, and they rely on the Parks Board to fulfill that county function.
Yes.
Under
the statute.
Under the statute and under the interpretation of the statute that the Court of Appeals has advanced and that you have urged, you certainly don't believe that the County Commissioner's Court of Galveston County could compel the Park Board against its will to use the services of Mr. Lohack, do you?
Only in so much as that compulsion would be tied to the appropriation of money. The county does not have to appropriate money to the Park Board every year. That's done pursuant to a contract that is renewed annually. The terms of that contract can be whatever the Commissioner's Court wants it to be. If they want to say, you've got to use our auditor and purchasing agent in order for us to appropriate this money to you, they can.
And does the contract provide at present?
At present, it does not require the use of either the auditor or the purchasing agent.
And is
the contract in evidence and not part of the record?
Yes, it is. It's one of the exhibits in the record.
What's to prevent an entity like this? Are not subject to the bidding requirements, they're not subject to posting requirements, from entering into in what Justice Gonzalez called sweetheart deals, having their pet vendors that they make long-term purchases from over a period of time, from using this literally as political patronage rather than simply to serve the interests of the county, or to serve private interests for that matter by giving them sweetheart deals on the sale or lease of public lands?
I suppose if you want to presume that public officials will do that sort of thing, the answer is nothing.
Well, they're accountable to no one. There's nothing to prevent.
Well, they are accountable to the public through an annual audit through the Open Records Act where anybody can go in at any time.
An annual audit by an auditor that they hire who reports to no one but them, apparently.
Well, if there is an accountability problem, it seems to me that that is something for the legislature to address, because there are numerous entities just like this.
Unless the legislature has already addressed it by allowing the county to create these things, to perform county functions, to function with county money, dealing with county property, dealing with county money, to be accountable to the county.
But it has clearly made it a separate unit from the county.
What was the reason why...
The thrust of the statute is clear that it is a separate unit from the county.
What was the reason why the Park Board ceased making purchases in 1989?
Well, as Mr. Shattuck said, politics were certainly involved, and it had to do with a dispute between one of the commissioners on the Commissioner's Court and the person who's the executive director of the Parks Board. And the auditor, when the Parks Board started in 72, it did not use the auditor for a period of time. Then by contract, it used the auditor for a long period of time. They stopped again. I'm not sure the reason is even in the record as to why it was stopped.
What about the capacity under the statute of the Parks Board to get free legal services from the county? Is that a service that the Parks Board has employed?
The Parks Board actually pays for that service. It pays an annual amount to the county from its budget for the use of the county legal department.
Even though it's accorded that right free by statute?
It's accorded the right to use the county district or county attorney, and it does not use that. We have a county legal department in Galveston County, which is also the subject of some litigation.
And so if you give back to the county some of the $1.6 million that it appropriates to you for legal services?
That's correct.
How are the employees, members of the Parks Board employees, paid?
They are paid under the contract between the county and the, under the contract, the Parks Board uses the county's personnel.
They're county personnel.
They're hired by the Park Board through the county personnel system. They are Park Board employees. The Park Board has to authorize
the hire. Do they participate in county pension fund?
Yes. And they had to get special permission to do that. We had, took a long negotiation with the state, with the offices here in Austin, to allow the Parks Board to participate in that county pension fund, because that office first took the position the Park Board was not a part of the county. As the statute seems to me to be very clear, it has its own jurisdiction.
Ultimately, it was resolved that they were, so I presume because they're participating in county pension funds.
Ultimately, an agreement was made that they would be allowed to participate in the county pension fund.
Let me get back to a question that the doctor asked. It is your position, is it not, that the county commission, either intentionally or de facto, have the power to exempt the county park board from the state auditor, the county auditor, even though they do not have the power to extend any other unit or subdivision?
No, that's not our position. Our position is that the statutes in question do not require the Park Board to use the county auditor.
But there's no question that the county commissioners could influence the Park Board's decision in
whether or not
through the county auditor should they determine that was advisable.
No question.
Because they look to Commissioner's Court for their budget.
That's right.
And this is a power struggle, is it not, between the auditor and commissioner's court over a decision by commissioner's court not to require them to go through the county auditor?
Yes.
What are the terms of the park board?
2 years. Each person sits for 2 years. The terms are staggered.
And there's no prohibition that they can serve? How long can they serve? Can they serve as long as
as long as they are reappointed.
There's no limit.
No limit.
Do you see any danger in that?
As a practical matter, as I do not. As a theoretical matter, certainly it's something that could be abused. Again, our position is, if that is something that's subject to abuse, it is for the legislature to address and change.
Let me get back to the Park Board's revenue. You say over $1 million comes from the general fund of the county.
Yes.
And some money comes from the state for that's appropriated for the purpose of cleaning beaches and to the counties, and the county turns that over to the park.
Yes. Well, the statute turns it over to the park.
Well, it comes to the county, though. That it's appropriated to the county.
Yes.
And so the county makes the determination that they're going to use the park board to perform this statutory obligation.
I'm not sure that's correct. Once it's created, I think the statute dictates that it may spend the money appropriated to the county.
All right, let's move on then. And then, are there any federal funds that come? Now,
yes.
What federal funds come in?
They come from the National Park Service. I don't know the amount.
Is it to perform specific park-related responsibilities?
I'm sure it's connected to grants of some sort, but I don't know.
Does the park board charge user fees?
Yes.
What the percentage of their budget would you say is a user fee?
Probably 10%, if that much.
Is there any other source of revenue?
No. Gifts, donations, that sort of thing.
Is there a program of trying to acquire gifts and donations on the part? Do they solicit
contributions through the United Fund?
I don't, if there is, it's not in the record.
Counsel, has the Commissioner's Court's control over this park board been a political issue? I mean, that is one that's debated in the context of an election by commissioners or candidates for Commissioner's Court in the past.
It has been in the last couple of years, yes.
And is it true that if the electorate did not like the way Commissioner's Court was dealing with this issue vis-a-vis the park board, that they could vote the Commissioner's Court out of office?
Absolutely. That seems to me to be the method that, of control that is exercised over many of these similar type boards that appear to be autonomous in the same way.
So you're saying the Commissioner's Court does have the power to exercise substantially more control if they wanted to under their contract?
As a practical matter, yes. Under the statute, the Commissioner's Court would not have to do anything but appoint members of the park board.
But they could require every purchase to be
certainly
run through any of the offices of the county.
And have in the past. They only stopped this time when the auditor refused to sign a series of paychecks one week, so the employees
so
were not going to
be paid.
So this
is not really an independent state agency, obviously, which
the county
has no control, like perhaps a hospital district.
The Commissioner's Court does not have to do anything else under the statute.
But they can do everything else, I guess.
Only pursuant to the contract. Not as a matter of statutory right.
They could draw up a contract which left virtually no right to the independent board, to the board they appoint, or they could draw up a contract that left virtually everything to the board.
And it would be up to the board whether or not to accept that contract. And if they did not, they could still operate, albeit with a severely limited budget.
What powers do the commissioners have to remove members of this board?
None.
They could. I presume in exercising their appointment powers, though, they can appoint members of the board who are like-minded in terms of the sorts of accountability that petitioners argue here.
Certainly.
And if they didn't like the way things were running, they could, decrease their budget to almost zero.
That's right.
So the triggering event, really, was a disagreement between the commissioners and the auditor. When they had used the auditor, but then when they disagreed with him, they decided they wouldn't use him anymore?
It's far more complex than that, Your Honor.
Let me center on your response to Chief Justice Phillips. If I understand your position, it is that the power the county commissioners have is the power of purse strings. They can exercise some authority over these park boards because they don't have to appropriate money to them. And they can put conditions on the money that they do appropriate. Is that right?
That's correct.
But your position is also that the statute itself does not give the Commissioner's Court any independent statutory authority to force these boards to use the purchasing agent or to use the county auditor. They are really, from a statutory standpoint, the county commissioners are powerless to control the auditing and the purchasing of these agencies. If they didn't have the purse strings, they wouldn't have any authority over them at all, would they?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Is there any statutory requirement that the County Parks Board exist?
No.
There's no requirement that it exists. So been authorized by a local election, I presume it would take a local election to dissolve it, so for the county to perform these functions.
The statute does not address that, and I don't know the answer to it.
It could effectively be abolished simply by not filling vacancies as they occur, couldn't it? And not appropriating funds to it. And just the county go ahead and perform the functions.
Yes.
So it's an autonomous, independent state agency, you tell me, with no life of its own and no real accountability to anybody. But once it's created, it can go out there and plow them under and not look back.
That's what the legislature is creating, John.
A monstrous. Thank you.
Any other questions? How did counsel for response originally divide their time?
Your Honor, they divided their time 10 minutes to open and 5 minutes for response.
For respondents?
Excuse me. Sorry. 10 minutes and 5.
All right. The court will allow 5 minutes for Mr. Bauer to present the argument.
Please the court. Section 62.051 of the Natural Resources Code, which I'll probably be calling the Beach Park Board statute, says that, this is section 62.051C, all the records are the property of the board and are subject to inspection by the Commissioner's Court at all reasonable times. The point I want to make at the outset is that the county auditor, with the approval of the Commissioner's Court, is entitled to look at Beach Park Board records anytime he wants, and so is anyone on the Commissioner's Court. This goes to the issue of accountability.
Do you contend that you are or are not subject to any state purchasing agent or auditing requirements?
I have made no contention one way or the other, and I don't know. No one has suggested that we are or are not, and it's just not ever been an issue in this case. I don't know the answer for that reason.
But then, to color that in a little bit, it is not your position in this case that you're not subject to those requirements. You just haven't taken a position one way or the other.
That's right. The extent to which other state laws may govern the Beach Park Board and may render Beach Park Board trustees accountable, it is not something we've looked into. Our primary contention has, and there may indeed be a host of other laws and regulations that Beach Park Board trustees are answerable to.
Mr. Bauer, I don't understand. You say that the auditor can look at the park board books anytime he wants to.
Yes, sir.
But they don't have to pay any attention to any recommendations or anything he says about it?
If the county commissioners say don't pay attention to him, they don't have to pay attention to him. If the county commissioners say otherwise, then they do.
But the county auditor is not subject to the county commission. The county auditor is appointed by the district judge as a way of review. And so whatever the county auditor says, though, it's your position that that's just his opinion and that the independent audit is all that controls anything that the park board does?
It's our position that it is just Mr. Lohek's opinion, the county auditor, that Chapter 62 gives him a role that is mandatory,
but
and is beyond the discretion of the county.
It's the opinion of the board, though, that his role is no different from any other citizen that might want to come in under the Open Records Act and look at what's going on.
It's the opinion of the board that he is free to look at those records anytime he wants under Section 62.051. Whether that gives him more power or more access than another citizen under the Open Records Act, I'm not sure.
Are all the auditors we're talking about certified public accountants?
I don't believe the record will answer that question. I personally don't know. I would think so.
Well, let me ask you, are certified financial statements or reports issued as a result of any audit reform?
Yes, they are. And these are examined by the Commissioner's Court, particularly when it comes to deciding what to appropriate in the upcoming year.
Which firms are involved? Are you using national firms? Or
I don't know any names. I don't know any firms. None of this has ever come up. the integrity of the auditors hired and selected has never been an issue, nor their competence.
Bottom line is the only independent audit you submit that you're subject to is by auditor that you hired, who reports, I assume, only to you.
His reports are made.
So it's not an independent outside audit. It's an auditor you hire that reports to you. He's not independent. He's hired by you, and he reports to you. It's not something that is generally.
He is independent, and he is outside, and he must be so because Chapter 62 mandates that.
And who does he report to?
He reports to the Beach Park Board.
That's
which includes a member of the Commissioner's Court. This is what the statute says. It provides a detailed scheme for spending and procedures. There are numerous provisions in Chapter 62 providing for accountability, providing for auditing. What is absent is any requirement that the Beach Park Board use Mr. Lohek.
Can you suggest a reason why the legislature would create or allow the creation of these boards to perform these functions rather than just authorizing the counties to do it?
Yes, I can. Number one, the county already, prior to the enactment of Chapter 62, had the authority to establish as a county department a Beach Park Board. They had the authority under Chapters 320 and 321 of the Local Government Code to establish park boards that were county departments. The legislature, and the evidence of this comes primarily from the committee report in the article entitled Footprints on the Sands of Time, which is in the record, says there was a problem perceived by the legislature and the committee that counties do not have the power to adequately deal with our beaches, primarily because of constitutional and statutory restrictions on county power. That was the perception. And to avoid that problem and to circumvent the handicaps on counties, it was decided to create a new independent agency, a new independent administrative entity that was not a part of the county and therefore not subject to the same handicaps that the county is subject to.
How can they not be part of the county when they do not have the power to tax and 90% of their budget comes from the county?
Next year it could be the opposite. Next year it could be the opposite. It might be
90%
donation,
10%
county.
Sure, that will happen when the county commissioners decide that they don't like what the board is doing. That's their power to reduce the budget, absent removal.
Section 62.051B says the board may contract with the commissioner's court to have the county keep its records. How can they be one and the same? How can the Beach Park Board be a part of the county if they are separate enough to be able to enter into contract with each other? The statute authorizes that.
The point of my question was, it is suggested in the briefs, and I take it as your position, that the legislature felt it was necessary to create these boards independent of counties because of perceived constitutional and statutory limitations on the power of counties.
That's exactly right.
And if we were to hold that the board is a part of county government so as to be required to use county auditor and county purchasing agent, whatever those perceived restrictions are, might be violated.
Exactly. The entire purpose of Chapter 62 would be blunted if this court were to declare the Beach Park Board a part of the county.
Why?
Because the entire purpose was to create something separate from the county.
Why would it be blunted if they were accountable to the county? Since they deal with county resources, they paid by the county, they participate in county pension fund, they deal with county property, they live on county money. Why would their purpose be blunted? All of their money, even the state money, presumably the federal money, comes through the county to them. If they were a part of the county, why would it be blunted?
It would be blunted because they would be then subject to the same constitutional and statutory restrictions that limit county power.
What are these restrictions? What are the constitutional and statutory restrictions that would so handicap the operation of a board?
The primary constitutional restriction is the principle that county has only the power that is expressly given, whereas other political entities have implied powers, powers thought necessary to carry out the powers expressly given. It's a principle of construction that works against counties and renders them less powerful because of that.
Can you give a concrete example of how this was hampering beach conservation and development?
The Beach Park Board statute expressly allows the Beach Park Board to advertise the county's recreational benefits. There is an attorney general opinion, I forget the number, but it's in the Beach Park Board brief, which says a county does not have the power to advertise its recreational advantages. Now, if the Beach Park Board were a part of the county, it would be subject to that same restriction. There may be others, other examples that I don't have, but I want to return to my main point, that the original idea was to create an entity that was not a part of the county and therefore not subject as such to those restrictions that apply to counties. The correctness of that perception, all the examples they may have had in mind, I don't know. But that was clearly the intent, to create a separate entity, to provide for its accounting and its auditing, to serve the beaches, and to be free of the problems, whether perceived or otherwise, that plague the counties in their efforts to deal with their beaches.
Any other questions?
Just one other one. To be sure, the commissioner on the board can refuse to co-sign a check if he thinks procedures are not being followed appropriately, I think. Or for whatever reason.
That's correct. In order for the Beach Park Board to make a purchase now, pursuant to the contract, that check must be signed by a Beach Park Board trustee and another Beach Park Board trustee who was also the county commissioner.
Thank you.
It was represented that that contract also includes a proviso that the county auditor has to approve these purchases. You say that provision is not in that contract?
That provision is not there. That provision was eliminated in 1989, and that is what triggered this lawsuit. And if I might just close, I just have to add that there is absolutely...
Is there a question for someone?
I just want one more sentence, and I'll be done. There is absolutely no evidence in this record of any kind of bidding irregularity, of any kind of wrongdoing. There is no evidence of any problem whatsoever, except that the auditor's role was deleted by the commissioner's court in 89.
How about the perception that you bought gasoline at $250,000 from one vendor without any bid?
There's nothing about that in the record, and I don't know anything about it. All I know about that is what I've read in the papers. It's not in this case.
Any other questions? Thank you, counsel.
May it please the court, my name is James Todd with the Office of Attorney General. The state has an important interest in the accountability of any special purpose board that it creates. The legislature from time to time is called upon to create any number of special entities to carry out some limited special purpose. It's important, though, that when this myriad in modern government of special purpose units is created, that the public not lose the accountability that traditional levels of government ordinarily are subject to. The question has arisen as to whether or not it's enough in terms of accountability that the Beach Park Board has some degree of supervisory oversight from the County Commissioner's Court, although it appeared to me that even as between the respondents, there's a difference of opinion as to what the county can do. And is it enough that through the Open Records Act, any member of the public can go look at their records? If that ensured the kind of accountability for the use of public tax money that the legislature has always been concerned with, then there never would have been a need to create the Office of County Auditor in the first place, because every department of county government is answerable to some extent to the County Commissioner's Court, who answer to the voters, and every unit of county government is subject to the Open Records Act. But we have this Office of County Auditor who is not even chosen by the county commissioners, he's chosen by the district judges to ensure independence. Now, not only to ensure independence, but to exercise a special expertise which the standard private auditor doesn't usually engage in. The respondent is correct. There's been no question of the integrity of the accounting firms that might be contracted to do an audit. But the point is, they normally look at whether sound financial practices recognized in the field of accounting are engaged in, and their receipts for every purpose and so forth. But state auditors and county auditors and the auditors retained by state agencies to supervise state funds also look at whether or not money is being expended consistent with the purpose for which it's appropriated, whether or not special restrictions by state law on state government, such as competitive bidding, are engaged in. And what's important is you have a public official who has that duty. And the legislature has always felt that it was necessary to have some such public official in addition to the other accountability provisions, such as Open Records Act.
Do you agree that it is part of the purpose of the legislature to create these boards separate of the counties because of the constitutional and statutory restrictions on counties?
Some degree of separateness, because they have a separate name and they have, to some extent, a separate existence.
But is that because of those restrictions?
Yes, I've looked at the same legislative record that the respondents have referred to, and there is some concern about some of the limitations on county government. But I'd have two responses to that. I didn't see anything in the legislative record that indicates that one of the handicaps they were concerned about is that a county auditor might ensure that they go through competitive bidding before property is purchased.
No, but my question earlier was, if the county commissioner's court appoints the members, mm-hmm, and gives them a lot of the money and can impose restrictions on those funds, including use of the county auditor and county purchasing agent, at some point they become the county.
Yes.
And if that happens, then whatever functions they are being authorized to do that counties cannot do become questioned or called into question.
If you had a 100% overlap, I think to decide this case, it isn't necessary for the court to determine whether the Beach Park Board is 100% a county department like every other. But the question is whether or not it is carrying out the kind of function that a county auditor was created to audit.
Well, now, do you agree that prior to 1989 it was in the contract between the,
yes,
county and the board that they would use the auditor?
Yes, it was in the contract.
And that was removed in 1989?
Yes.
Are you contending that the parties had no power to remove that, or that whether it's in the contract or not is irrelevant?
Well, actually,
your position under the Natural,
okay,
Resources Code.
Actually, the position is that never should have been made subject to contract one way or another anyway.
So it's irrelevant whether it's,
right,
in the contract or not.
That's right. In fact,
all
if
right,
you look...
What do we look at in the Natural Resources Code to answer this question if it's not a matter of contract?
The function that is served by the park board and the relationship it has to the county. In a nutshell, it is created by the county to spend county money to carry out a function of county government. Now, it's more detailed than that. There are many specific ways in which it is there, but the connection is closely enough that the Beach Park Board is carrying out a function that falls within those that the legislature intended the county auditor to have some say-so over, more than simply looking. If there are no further questions,
Council, if the legislature wants to require greater accountability, as you would urge here, isn't that within their power, and isn't that outside of our traditional function in imposing an obligation here where it's within the power of the legislature to fix?
Okay. It's always within the power of the legislature to come back and do something which it feels hasn't been done. We're not asking this court to impose an obligation that wasn't already there. The legislature should do that. But rather to enforce an obligation that's just integral to the functioning of government and to...
Well, we can't read a statute and find that obligation.
You can, yes, Your Honor, as I said.
We can read a statute that says the county auditor ought to audit the books and records of this entity.
You can, that for sure, 112.006 has been said of the local government code, says that the county auditor has oversight over the books and records of any county, district, or state officer who is authorized to receive county property. So that, undoubtedly, he can look at the records. That's already been conceded. The authority to go further and actually perform the functions of county auditor on the functions of the beach, the county beach park board, comes from looking at it, that board's relationship to the county and the type of functions that it performs. And that analysis shows that these are the kinds of functions that county auditor was set up in the first place. So we're simply asking that the statute be interpreted in such a way that the legislature's purpose is given effect.
The functions you're talking about, if they were performed by the county, they would be subject to auditor's oversight.
Unquestionably.
But they're arguing, I gather, that the county can contract away the oversight.
Which?
They by simply say, Parks Board, you do it, and auditor can't control it.
That's the contention. We say the legislature was simply trying to give more flexibility to do a good job of managing the beaches, but that does not imply that simply by turning it over to the board, which the county itself created, which the county funds, and which carries out a function of county government, that $2 million that would otherwise be subject to the auditor's oversight now escape that oversight altogether. That cannot have been the legislature's purpose in creating the boards, and nothing in the footprints on the sands of time says that that's what it was there to do.
Not to mention the management of public lands that's subject to the bidding process and leases,
right,
and sales and what have you.
Should be, yes, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The court has completed argument in this call, and we'll now take a brief recess.
The audience will please rise.